Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, here with your host and moderator, Bishop Larry Gators. You can call us in right now from all over the world at 1-929-477-3997. Again, that is 1-929-477-3997. If you're listening to us on the World Wide Web, whether you have a desktop, laptop, iPod, iPad, or a tablet, you can just log on right now at blogtalkradio.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Again, you can call us in right now at 1-929-477-3997. Also, you can listen to us on blogtalkradio.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Amen. And if you or on Facebook.com or Twitter.com. All you have to do is type in Facebook.com or Twitter.com/Bishop L. Gators. Again, beloved, that is Facebook.com or Twitter.com/Bishop L. Gators. Amen. You can listen to us 24/7 on our podcast. Anytime, 7 days a week. Also, if you have iTunes, amen, all you have to do is log on to iTunes.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Again, beloved, that is iTunes.com/Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Amen. And last but never least, you can also email me your questions of tonight's teaching or any other past teachings here on Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. All you have to do is email me at etapresidingbishop@yahoo.com. That is etapresidingbishop@yahoo.com. And last but never least, you can also text message your questions tonight if you have the WhatsApp, the IMO app, or the Viber app. All you have to do is text message me by just clicking on to Bishop Larry Gators if you have an Android or a smartphone. Okay, let's go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. We are so excited and we are so honored, amen, to have back with us by popular demand a true prophet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have so many voices in the world today, children of God, specifically in the body of Christ, who are calling themselves prophets, and they are not. But we have a true prophet of God, amen, by the name of Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre. He is the senior pastor and the senior prophet there at the very powerful and anointed the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry there in West Palm Beach, Florida. The address to the church, to those for those of you who live in and around the West Palm Beach, Florida area, it is 2140 Scott Avenue, West Palm Beach, Florida. Amen. And I'm just so honored to have back with us, amen, here at Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre. Amen. Prophet, it is such a blessed honor by the Lord to have you back with us here again for part six, amen, of this Global Prophetic Overview in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. It's a pleasure to me as well, Bishop, to be here. You know, it's always a pleasure for me to do God's will. Amen. because
Amen.
I believe there are many people throughout the world that are looking for a sound teaching. Glory to God, they are lost within themselves, and they want to know more about God. You know, I believe that God has in this time given me grace to do exactly just that. You know,
that's right,
so
Pastor.
It's always an honor for me to be, and I always bless God for you, Bishop, for
Thank you, sir.
allowing me to speak the word of God to his
Thank
people.
you, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I am very humbled indeed. And anytime a prophet of Christ comes into your midst, saints of God, it changes the spiritual trajectory and the spiritual atmosphere of your location. All right, 929-477-3997. Amen. For those of you living outside of the United States and outside of Canada, all you have to do is just dial 1, then 929-477-3997. Part 6, amen, the Global Prophetic Overview. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, man of God, can you lead us into a powerful word of prayer as we enter into the mind of God tonight?
Yes, yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your God.
Yes.
For another day, Father God, that you have caused us to see, Father God, as we lift up our eyes, Father God, unto the
thank
hills
you,
of heaven. Where does our help come from, O God? We know that you are our help, O God. You are the sword upon our right hand, Father God. You are our hiding place, O God, our provider, our protector, our healer,
that's
and
right.
our deliverer. And you also are, Father God, our Redeemer. We thank you, Father
thank
God,
you, Lord.
For the blood of Jesus Christ,
Hallelujah.
Father God, that is flowing to our veins, O God, right now as we speak, Father God. For you say, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then the blood cleanses us, Father God, from all sin. I pray that the blood will begin to cleanse our mind today, O God, the mind
thank you, Lord.
Of the listeners, O God. I pray that the blood, Father God, will restore every broken heart in tonight, oh God,
yeah.
I pray that the heart will build, Father God, every
Hallelujah.
House that has been destroyed, Father God. We stir up, Father God, the fire, Father God, that is in the heart of your people, oh God.
Thank you.
I pray that the blood will wash away every
Hallelujah.
Sin, Father God, that is in their mind today, oh God. Every sin, Father God, that is in their flesh, and every sin that is in their thought, oh God. I pray that the blood will bring forth healing today and deliverance to everyone, Father God, who is sick, Father God, both spiritually and physically, Father God. I pray, Father God, that the blood, Father God, will begin to make the limb walk right now, Father God, to begin to open the eyes of the blind, Father God, both
thank
naturally
you, Lord.
And spiritually, oh God. I pray that the blood will open the ears, Father God, that I've been deaf for so many times, or for so many years, oh God. I pray, Father God,
thank you, Father,
that divine healing,
divine
glory will flow in the life of your people today.
Oof.
Not by our power, not by our might, oh God, but by your spirit who lives in us, Father God.
Yes.
We give you glory and I thank you, oh God. Prepare the heart of your people and prepare our lips who will deliver your word, oh God, that we may not speak according to our knowledge, but according to the revelation, Father God, that you are about to give unto us right now, oh God,
right
in
now.
The name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. I feel the fire of God here right now through this mighty man of God. And I want to announce also, amen, that this mighty man of God, the Honorable Prophet Jefferson Key Pierre, will host, I'm telling you, this will indeed be the most the most powerful conference that I would ever be a part of. Again, I've been in conferences for going on 35 years, and I have not recalled, saints, of a upcoming conference like this Sons of God Arise 40 Days of Prophetic Empowerment for Leaders and Saints Conference there on February 22nd to April the 1st, 2016. Amen. 8 p.m. nightly. Yours truly will be speaking from March the 14th to March the 20th. Amen. The man of God will be talking about that more later in the program. Amen. How you can be a financial blessing to this ministry. And all of our partners, we want you to bless this man of God financially. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. All right. Thank you for all of our new Revolution partners we have online tonight, all the way from Vienna, Austria, for the very first time. We have a young man by the name of David. Thank you, David. He is a seminary student there in Vienna, Austria, at the Christ the King Seminary there. Thank you, for David, for becoming a Global Revolution partner. Also, for the very first time, praise God, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Matter of fact, this young man, Prophet Alan George, he's a student at the Lion of Judah School of the Prophets. He came on the air, amen, with us a week ago, and the entire school is listening to, amen, Global Spiritual Revolution Radio, and many more young prophets are joining this revolution. Also, to all of our callers from Germany, Pakistan, amen, southern India, amongst the Malayali people, thank you for listening to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio again tonight, and along with those in London, England, East London, amen. We have Global Revolution partners from 107 countries listening to this man of God. Man of God, before we get into the word, there's some questions from last week. People are so excited and so blown away by your prophetical tongue, your prophetical insights into 2016 and beyond. And I want to start with this young man, Prophet Allen. You gave a word for him last week. He is a student there in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Lion of Judah School of the Prophets. And him, and along with the students there, they have two quick questions for you, man of God, before we get into the text there in Matthew chapter 24, part 6 of this global prophetical overview. The first question is, why did Jezebel hate the prophets so much in 1 Kings? Good question. Why did Jezebel hate the prophets so much there in 1 Kings? And the second question, amen, what are the qualifications of a true prophet of God? Very good question. What are the qualifications of a true prophet of God? Let's go to the first question first, man of God. Why did Jezebel hate the prophets of God so much there in 1 Kings?
Glory be to God. So
I feel an anointing.
we're gonna go deep into this,
yes,
this question here.
Yeah.
You know, because first of all, when we speak of Jezebel,
mm-hmm,
we're talking about Jezebel and the human body, and Jezebel, the principality as well.
Mm.
Because we have to understand that Jezebel was not only the queen of Israel at the time, or the wife of Ahab, but
yes, sir.
But Jezebel is also a principality. Glory to God.
Mm.
It's also the queen of the marine kingdom.
Mm.
Also, because when we're talking about the prophetic, why did Jezebel hate the prophet so much? Why did because Jezebel only knows,
yes,
is her doom was to come through the prophet, because when the prophet comes, he comes to expose everything that is not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the book of Revelation, that the Bible speaks,
yes,
of Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
When we see that Jesus say, "And this woman called Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, she called herself a prophetess." But when the true prophet comes on the scene, the presence of the prophet,
thank you,
alone, bothering that spirit, because that spirit is a familiar spirit.
Yes.
It's the spirit of soothsayers. It's the spirit of divination. So people who operate with the spirit of soothsayers and divination,
yes,
you know, they don't like prophets. You can see that there are some people in church now who do,
right,
not like prophets to come to their church. And you can see there are some men and women of God who do not like to do with prophets. Why? Because when the prophets,
right,
come, he exposes everything that is contrary,
everything,
to God. So now when we look at the situation of Jesus,
yes,
and the person,
hallelujah,
here, and the book of youth, glory be to God. Tonight, I'm going to show you Jezebel in a different,
yes,
name, also in the New Testament, where it was mentioned, glory to God.
Teach, sir.
Glory to God. So you can see it's the spirit that does not like prophets. That spirit does not like prophets, because to be a prophet, you are also a spiritual being. You become spiritual. You know, you become a door to the word of God. So when you come as a representative of God, you know what is of God and what is not of God. And you are the person in the position to be able to dictate a familiar spirit easily.
Yes.
So now we can see that in the book of First Kings, Jezebel had a problem with Elijah.
That's
the reason
why
she had a problem with Elijah is because she called herself a prophetess. But Elijah did not acknowledge her as a prophetess.
You understand? Okay.
So now, that's why we see many people now, they call themselves prophetess. They call themselves prophets. But the fact when you come in the scene and you do not see the qualification, because when you look at in you, what is in you is not in them. The Bible says, how come two work together unless they agree? So there is no agreement between our spirit, because we can see that though in the natural, we don't have the power, but spiritual, we are enemies.
That's right.
So now, when Elijah comes on the scene, because Elijah was a spiritual man, and Jezebel also was a queen at that time, but she was also a spiritual being. So the Bible says there is no comparison between light and darkness.
Yes.
So when Elijah come on the scene, though he was only a prophet, but queen felt intimidated by Elijah right here, because you have to understand Elijah was the seer at the time, and Jezebel was the queen and also a high priestess to the pagan god. And also had prophets who were serving under her, and Elijah had prophets also which were serving under him. So now we are talking about two persons now that are very, 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 very mature spiritually.
Yes, sir.
So whenever they see each other, they already know we are the worst enemy, because Jezebel come to deceive the people, and Elijah was there to expose Jezebel. That the people of God may not be deceived. That's why you can understand when there was no rain upon the land of Israel, when Elijah comes, he says, gather all the false prophets.
That's right.
With me. Gather them with me. And why he was trying to do that, he wanted the people to see the difference between light and darkness. I understand,
sir.
The false prophet can prophesy. I understand they can do terrible things, but there is a difference between the way we operate. So the Bible says when he called them outside, because Jezebel was feeding from the false prophet. So to destroy the false prophet is to destroy her influence over the people.
Yes.
So now for Jezebel's time to come to an end at that time.
Yes.
It was needed for the false prophet to die in order for Jezebel to become powerless over the people. You have to understand, after Elijah killed the false prophet, then come Elisha to, you know, and the reigns of Elisha, Jezebel died. Why? Because she had no more influence over the people.
Hallelujah.
So at the moment that Elijah was able to prove to the people that Jehovah is the only God.
That's right.
So now,
hallelujah,
the eyes of the people was opened. They were able to come out of a strong delusion.
That's right.
And automatically, you can hear Elijah says, kill all of them. Kill all the false prophets. But when the husband went and tell Jezebel that she understood that if I have no one serving under me, I cannot have any influence over the people. Somebody with the spirit of Jezebel always needs people around her.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You understand. But when the prophet comes, when the prophets come, it just comes to expose that spirit, to open the eyes of the people. So now, if we say that Jezebel hates the prophet,
Teach, sir.
It does not only hate the prophets, because false prophets are only prophets.
Mm.
They are prophets also. You understand? It
yes,
does not
sir.
Only hate the prophet. No. It hates those it cannot have control over.
That's right.
So if you are a prophet of God, Jezebel cannot control you. So therefore, if he cannot control you, you become an enemy, because those he can control, they are his friend. It's just like the devil. If the devil cannot have you, he will attack you. You understand?
Well, that's heavy.
So Jezebel is just a principality. You understand? She's not just a creed who hates the prophet. No. She hates everybody that she cannot have control over.
Uh-huh.
If we are speaking of the prophet only, no. She hates everybody. If anybody that she can have control over, she hates them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can hear in the book of John, when Jesus began to speak, when John the Baptist go to Herod, John the Baptist go to the King Herod and said, "Let your brother's wife go. This is an abomination."
Oh, there you go. Teach, sir.
That woman, that queen right there, she was operated under the spirit of Jezebel, seducing the king to marry her.
Yes.
Though it was an abomination, but she seduced the king, because Jezebel always wants to be in power.
Always
wants to be in a place where she can dominate and influence people. And the Bible says that when John the Baptist was captured by Herod and put in jail, look at this, we're going to connect these two scriptures. The Bible says after Elijah killed the prophet, Jezebel sent a letter to Elijah.
Yeah.
Elijah
yes,
and says, "Let the gods do unto me if I do not do unto you like you have done to one of my prophets." And the Bible says Elijah fled. And the book of John the Baptist, the book of John, the Bible says that one thing that the queen asked, that the daughter will ask of the king, was the head of John the Baptist. When you understand that, the Bible says Elijah was supposed to come before Christ come.
That's right.
That John the Baptist represents Elijah, because the angel of the Lord says, "And he and John shall go in the spirit of Elijah." So now that John the Baptist was operated with the spirit of Elijah, though it was John in the natural, but spiritually he was as Elijah. Though the queen had a different name in the natural, but spiritually she was Jezebel. That's what the Bible says, that Jezebel said, "Let the God do unto me if I do not do unto you as you have done to one of my prophets." Look how John died.
Yes.
So now Elijah beheaded the false prophet, and this queen had John the Baptist beheaded. He said, "I need the head of John the Baptist," just to fulfill what Jezebel had said, because it's the same spirit that was operating. Because because at that time he defeated me. That's why Jesus says that. Jesus said that, "Verily I say unto you, Elijah has already come, and they have done unto him what was written concerning him." He was talking about the way that John died, because John came in the spirit of Elijah, and there was a threat in the life of Elijah when God gave birth to escape. So now when we go in the book of Revelation, we see that Jesus himself is talking about Jezebel.
Yeah.
So if there is Jezebel in the Old Testament, and Jesus is talking about Jezebel, he's not talking about the person, but he's talking about the principality.
The principality. Oh, that's good, prophet. Oh, that's good teaching. Oh.
He's talking about the principality who calls herself a prophetess.
Called herself a prophet. Come on now.
He calls herself a prophetess, not because she's a prophetess, but because she wants to be empowered and have influence. But when the true prophet of God comes, you have to understand, Jezebel is not a prostitute. You have to understand that many people mistaken Jezebel as a prostitute. No. There is a spirit of prostitution, and there is the spirit of Jezebel. You have to understand, Jezebel don't mind to lay with you so she can be empowered. But she's not laying with anybody. She's laying with those empowered so she can be empowered.
Oh,
you understand?
Listen
so now, this principality, when it comes to the prophets, you know, they want to influence you. They can also prophesy.
That's heavy.
But
oh,
their prophecy does not come from God. And
right.
their prophecy does not bring fruit in the kingdom.
Mm.
That's why Jesus says, who called herself a prophetess.
Yes,
I have given her room to repent, and she never
repented.
So it was exposing that spirit that was working within that church at that time.
Come on now.
Because the spirit of Jezebel have exalted themselves and begin to seduce the people through prophetic word. Now we can see now there are some people, they can't even minister the word, and all they can do is prophesy.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is a seducing spirit.
Mm.
You know, here in the land where I am right now, in Palm Beach County, the people have been polluted by that.
That's right.
Where they run for prophecy, not for the word of God.
Mm-mm. That's right.
So they want to hear what God is saying at every given time.
Yes.
But you don't have the ability to obey what God is saying. So Jezebel don't mind to tell you what she wants to hear.
Mm.
It will tell you all the good words. And if she tries these words, and these words don't get to you, then she has no power over you.
Ah, okay.
Glory to God. She has no power over you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to understand, whenever somebody comes with a word to you, a prophetic word, that's what the Bible says, judge every prophecy. When somebody comes with a word of prophecy to you, when you receive that word of prophecy, you give that person access in your life.
Access. Uh-huh.
So Jezebel is looking to get access and control over everything.
Mm.
So if there is somebody amongst you that she cannot have control over, she's upset with that person, and she's willing to kill. It doesn't matter if you are a prophet. You can be a normal church member.
Yes.
But if she cannot, you can see that Naboth was not a prophet.
Teacher.
But because the husband wanted the land of Naboth, and Naboth refused to give it, because Naboth says, you are a corrupt king, and I am the man of God. I will not give you my land to work evil. He was talking to the king like that, not because the king was evil, but because of whom the king had married.
Yes.
And when Jezebel heard that, he says, don't worry, I will give you the land. So now when you understand the scriptures, Jezebel says, I will give you the land. But the land does not belong to Jezebel. How will she do that?
Yes.
So now, Naboth means truth. The word Hebrew for Naboth means truth. That means this man only go for truth. So now, when Jezebel sees, these things is a threat to her empire, because if the king is not happy, she won't be able to control everything.
That's
because,
right.
And the Bible says that, and she says, okay, let her have a fast and put Naboth in the high chair and let two people come and lie against him so we can kill him.
Oh, man, that's powerful.
Naboth become the enemy of Jezebel because she could not have control over Naboth. Not because you are a prophet, Jezebel have a problem with you. No. If she seek to control you and she cannot control you, she has a problem with that.
It's the spirit of control.
Yes. Jezebel is a very seducing and controlling spirit. She seduced you first. If seduction don't work, she will try to control. If control don't work, so now she will try to kill you. If she cannot seduce you, she cannot control you, then you are an enemy. She must kill you, because if she don't kill you, you will expose her true identity.
Oh, man,
so
that's
it don't matter if you are a prophet. You can be a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist, and an apostle, and just a saint in the body of Christ, praising God.
Yes.
And you're still the enemy of Jezebel.
My God, I'm telling you, this is heavy. This is heavy. And not just and a lot of people think Jezebel is a spirit that certain women have. No, men can have that as well. I mean, am I correct in saying that, Prophet? It's a spirit of manipulation. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, 929-477-3997.
There was another question. I forgot the other question.
Yeah, and the second question, what are the qualifications of a true prophet? What are the qualifications of a true prophet? Yes, sir.
Glory be to God. Let's go in the book of Jeremiah.
Yes.
I believe that we have touched on that. That was some time ago.
That's right.
You remember, men of God.
We touched on that,
the qualification.
Yes.
Of a true prophet, you know.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Not only the qualification, but I will say the evidence. Jesus said, by their fruits, you will know them. Because by the fruits, you will know them. So now, so if we are talking about qualification, and look what the Bible says unto Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1, verse 4, he said, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee.
That's right.
And before thou come forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation.
Unto the nation.
So a prophet is called by God and ordained by God.
Yes, sir.
So these are the first thing you should know. Okay, when does somebody becomes a prophet? So you may be born with the calling to be a prophet. But until you are ordained by God, it is just a calling. That's why many people have become false prophets. They are also prophets who were called by God, but
that's
were ordained by the devil. I don't know if you get with me. They were called by God, but ordained by the devil.
But
the true qualification of a true prophet, you have to be called by God and ordained by God. So how does you come to the ordination? So let's go down, and then the Bible says that.
Oh, this is good.
Then I say, the Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not I am a child, for thou shalt go to all, and thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee.
Yes.
And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
Thou shalt speak.
He says, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. So
that's
now,
right.
What God is saying, qualification of a true prophet, you will see a prophet is not a respecter of person.
No, sir. That's it.
You have to understand, when God commands the prophet to say something, whether you're going to be his worst enemy, he's going to stick it to your face. Like one of the prophets I admire at that time is Prophet Brian Kahn. He don't worry about what you're thinking. He's telling you what God is saying. And whether you like it or not, he's still telling you what God is saying. Whether you will obey or not, he's still telling you what God is saying. Like in the land of Palm Beach County, many people like me and many people don't like me either, because I will tell you what God is saying.
That's right.
He said, you shall go wheresoever I will send thee, and whatsoever I command you to speak, you will speak. A prophet does not prophesy when people want him to prophesy. He only prophesies when he's commanded to prophesy.
Teach, sir.
Are you there with me? So a prophet is walking by the Spirit, in the Spirit, and through the Spirit. Are you there with me?
Oh,
you are walking by the Spirit. You are walking in the Spirit.
Sir.
And you are walking through the Spirit. So what is walking by the Spirit? The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of God. So you allow the Spirit of God to lead you.
Mm-hmm.
You are walking by the Spirit. When you are walking in the Spirit, it's to be aware of what the Spirit is saying. You are walking in the Spirit. You are
walking in
one accord with the Spirit. You are not doing one thing and the Holy Ghost is doing one thing. You are walking by the Spirit, and you are walking in the Spirit, and you are walking through the Spirit. Through the Spirit is the ability to bring out the full capacity that the Holy Ghost wants to bring out of you. So these are the prophets. No matter what time and season you are able to still come out as a prophet of God to speak what God is saying. Whether the people will receive it or not, you just do what God is telling you to do.
Yes.
So a prophet does not respect time and season, or respect your standard or your position.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's why you can see in the Old Testament, they kill many prophets.
Many prophets.
Why? Why did they kill them? It's because they were not afraid of anybody. Like
that's
Jeremiah,
right.
The Bible says that Jeremiah went through a lot. He was not afraid of nobody whatsoever.
Peace,
God
sir.
Says that's what he speaks. Glory to God. The Bible said there was a king. I forgot his name in the Old Testament, in the book of Kings. The Bible says that, and this king was a wicked king, and he
That's
was
right.
going to battle, and he calls all the prophets, and all the prophets he calls, they prophesy good things. There was one prophet among them. They say, okay, if we are calling all the prophets, we must call this guy. And somebody said, do not call this guy because this guy never prophesied good things. What they were saying, this guy will not go according to your feeling. He will just give it to you straight forth. And when the guy comes, the guy say, yes, the Lord will give you judgment. The Lord will hand over the army to you because he was afraid. But at the moment the Spirit of God come upon him, he said, you, I see you die in the middle of battle, and they charge you with horse. He said, you will die a shameful death. And the Bible say, they held them, they threw him in prison. They beat him up. So right now in this age, we find many prophets who are prophesying.
That's right.
And by looking at people's faces, they don't want to offend anybody. No, you are not ready to be a prophet.
That's right.
The sign of the true prophet, what God gives you, it gives you boldness.
That's right.
It gives you boldness. It gives you love. It gives you humility.
Yeah.
So you are speaking with boldness, but you are not prideful. You are not arrogant. Now, we see many prophets. A sign of a true prophet is humility, love.
That's right.
And a sound mind.
There you go.
Humility,
there you go.
Love, and a sound mind.
Sound mind.
A prophet has a sound mind.
Oh, that's
and
good.
He has humility, he has love. Don't he have all boldness by the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
But he's not a prophet. For now, you can see some people now, even a prophet now, you can come to him, you begin to prophesy to him, and the guy will begin to get angry. So
that's
this
right.
is a sign that this guy, you know, his anointing, his office is questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you see pride and arrogance, because one thing that God hates the most is a pride look. So
that's
see
right.
now, God says the prophet, the Bible says by their fruits. So the fruits that the Bible is speaking about, the Bible says the fruits are spirit, are love, long-suffering, patience.
That's right.
Humility, and it's speaking of the fruits. The Bible speaks of the fruits. Though you may see a prophet prophesy, but yet, when you look at him, naturally, you must be able to see love, humility, and
That's
a sound
it.
Mind. He's not willing to change his mind about what God has said unto him just because you come and complain. Like some people, sometimes God says something, they come to me, prophet, what is God is saying? I say, okay, this was the word of the Lord. Do you want me to lie to you? I cannot lie to you here.
That's right.
If God tell me that you need to repent, then you need to repent. Don't tell me, okay, what have you done?
Yes.
Okay, why would God say that? No. You need to repent, just repent, that's it.
There you
I
go.
I want you no explanation.
None.
You understand?
Come on now.
A prophet, if we see from God, deliver the message to you, you try to make him explain. He's not explaining anything to you.
That's right. That's right.
He's telling you what God says. Unless God give him explanation to give you, then he will give you explanation. If God don't give him explanation, he won't give you any.
That's it. That is it.
So
my
a true prophet have a, you know, it's the mind of Christ. You see, when Christ comes, he was speaking boldly. When John the Baptist come, he was not hiding anything.
Yes.
But yet, when they came to arrest him, he did not resist the arrest.
Yes.
You see, this is humility.
Yes.
You are speaking the what God says. But when it's come for people to abuse you in the natural, you don't get offended.
That's it. That's it.
Because
my God.
You know that you are not your own master.
Oh, my God.
You are
I'm
being commanded
you.
To carry out a message, and you do it. So
that's it.
The sign of a true prophet, one thing you look in the prophet, does he have love, does he have a sound mind, and does he have humility?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, saints of God, listen, before we go off on the broadcast, I'm telling you, all of our, and I also want to announce, too, we have another school of the prophets all the way from Fort Worth, Texas. Amen. The Jesus Only School of the Prophets. They are part of the United Pentecostal Church there in Fort Worth, Texas, and their School of the Prophets are listening. They are listening to Global Spiritual Revolution Radio. Thank you so much. They're Jesus Only School of the Prophets in Fort Worth, Texas, part of the United Pentecostal Church International. And man of God, I'm telling you, quickly tell us about this powerful conference coming up. All right, amen. And we got about minutes. And go ahead, man of God. Now, how people
glory
can contribute.
Glory be to God. Let me make it work. Once again, I would like to thank you, man of God, and all the listeners, all the prophets, the young prophets that are rising
yes.
this time. I would like to bless God for your life. Let no
yes.
one fool you. Stay focused on what the Spirit is saying and stay humble.
Yes.
Stay in love because that's what will keep you. Humility and love, that's what will keep you in the office. Glory
that's
to
right.
God. Not anointing. Anointing don't keep you. But humility and love and obedience keeps you. Because you know, I have a couple of books coming out this year, and one of them is it talks about obedience. So we'll talk about that some other time. But let
yes.
me talk about the 40 days conference. This 40 days conference you
yes.
cannot miss it. You know, if you have to make a trip to Florida, make it. Glory
yes.
to God. Make
yes.
it because you cannot miss it. Because all leaders and this conference, you know, some nights. You know, we will gather together, and I will try to do is the amount of leaders. If I find a lot of leaders that really make sure they come, they travel to come, I will do morning teaching. Glory be to God that
yes.
we can get together, we eat breakfast together, and then we debate on certain offices and how they operated because it's about
amen.
The leaders. Glory be to God. It's 40 days conference. Glory
yes.
be to God. Empowerment conference.
Yes.
Glory be to God. And it's going to start on February 22nd to April 1st. Glory
yes.
to God. Those of you who would like to come, you can go to my page or the church page, the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry. Again, the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry. And go and like the page, and you can also message me there.
Thank
you,
Lord.
And, you know, if you want to be part of this conference, tell me. And whatsoever you can do to be a blessing to this conference.
Amen.
Be a blessing to it. It will be right here in West Palm Beach, Florida, you know. And Bishop Larry Gedder is one of our
thank you, Lord.
Guest speaker here. Glory be to God. Come out, you know, the school
yeah.
of the prophet and Texas. I also invite you personally when you come.
That's right.
Let me know that you are the one from Texas. You know, I will be happy to sit down
yeah.
with you, God, and talk with you, and we will exchange words. Glory be to God. I'm not a prideful man. I will sit down as a regular man with you,
thank
and
you,
we
God.
Will go deep. We will pray together. We will even go in the word together. Glory to God. The School of the Prophet in Georgia, you know, you are also welcome. And all the listeners
right.
throughout the world that are listening right now, if it's possible for you to buy a plane ticket, to take a road trip, to be there for the entire revival, for the entire 40 days conference, glory to God. Make it happen. Glory be to God. Make it happen.
Hallelujah.
It will be a blessing for you. It will
amen.
Be a great, 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 great blessing for you. And all the leaders that attend, I will also do my best to present unto you a certificate of attendance that
amen.
That you have attained
amen.
A great crusade. Glory be to God. A great conference at this cannot be missing. You know,
well,
if you want
you.
To be a blessing,
if you
want to be a blessing to
amen.
To the ministry, glory be to God. You can go, as I say, go to the Heavenly Kingdom of Christ Nation Ministry
yeah.
Facebook page and message me however you want to help the ministry financially. You know, if you would like to become a partner also to our ministry, we are welcome. We will take you to the process. Glory be to God. There is the
and
phone
we'll
number
put that up.
On the
yeah. mm-hmm.
on the Facebook page. You know, just come. You know, glory be to God.
Praise
I am
God.
Excited. I'm excited. You know,
I'm
not
telling you,
Bishop.
I'm excited
amen.
Too. I'm glory excited
to God.
Too.
I am
man
excited.
Of God, we have to go. But we're going to, and to all of our Revolution partners, we are going to put the poster up, amen, through blogtalkradio.com. We have global Revolution partners from all over the world. Man of God, we'll see you Tuesday, man of God. He'll be back Tuesday.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
The 19th of January, 2016. Amen. For part 7.
Amen.
Of this global prophetical overview, and we will put the poster up also to all of our Revolution partners. Amen. And the address on the poster, if you want to send monies to support this powerful conference, you'll see the address, amen, the city and the state and the zip of this conference here
amen,
on Global
amen,
Spiritual
amen.
Revolution Radio.